Ladies, good morning, and how are you?
Good morning. I've had a lot of adjectives used for me, Kevin, but wisdom has never been one of them.
Oh, please. Come on now. You guys are bringing great wisdom every single Tuesday to our listeners and to our seniors and their family members and all that. And
that's
we're going to continue that today. So we appreciate that you guys are in. I really do. I it's one of my highlights of my week is hanging out with you guys on Tuesdays. So the last couple of weeks, of course, sitting back here in my dungeon and not being allowed to leave the quarantine, it's been frustrating, but I'm really glad at least that we have the technology to do the show together this way.
That's
well,
true.
You are missing out because Brian and Karen are over in the corner with a calculator trying to figure out how they can retire on selling stun guns.
That's right.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, that was a pretty great story about a 12-year-old girl.
I love it.
Look, that's ingenuity right there.
No kidding. And talk
I'm
about
serious.
Well, I was just telling Brian, you know, forget it. She can just sell as many as she needs and go to private school. She doesn't have to go to public school
yeah,
anymore.
I mean, this is someone who, you know, like one of those just she should be getting an award for her ingenuity and her entrepreneurial skills.
There's going to be somebody out there not liking this conversation.
Yes. I know that, but then there's going to be someone out there from like the Harvard School of Business that's going to be keeping an eye on this 12-year-old.
Yep.
And as long as she keeps the grades up wherever she ends up in school, someone's going to offer this kid a scholarship one day.
That's for
if
sure.
If she doesn't, then I want to. All right, so part two today of our medication management that we've been talking about and all of that. I know you've got a lot that you want to share with us about that. And, of course, we want to stay positive with our positive points. So let's dive into some things here that we're talking about on a Tuesday morning here when we talk about some of the things. You know, there's a lot of things that you guys bring up with our positive points on aging that are hard to listen to but are necessary mm-hmm. that we need to talk about.
Yeah, the one about medications, we're all taking drugs. I mean, just accept it. But we've really got to be careful with it because, and we're gonna actually talk about polypharmacy today, but I did want to talk about some of the other things first. What happens is a lot of times when the doctor gives you a medication, they'll start out on a starter dose. And, we're going to try this for a while. Well, that's when you have to stop and say, well, doc, how long is how while? You know, the while. Because if you don't stay in touch with your doctor, there could be situations where it's not doing you any good or it's causing you horrible side effects. Right. And it's kind of like, which is worse? Should I have higher blood pressure or should I be falling down, drunk all the time? Because that's what it makes you feel like. So we've got to look at that. We've got to look at drug interactions. We've got to see that there are some drugs that are going to interact with other things, even things like grapefruit juice. I think it's a cholesterol medication, isn't it, Karen?
Yeah, it's grapefruit in general, just cholesterol medicines. It causes them not to work correctly.
I was reading something the other day, and I know this sounds crazy, but I love black jelly beans. I love the licorice. Do you know that it can affect you with blood pressure? It can throw your blood. Yes, I read about it, and I was like, well, there goes another one. side effects, we're talking about, side effects such as like I was just talking about blood pressure. If you're taking too much blood pressure medication, then you could be going bottom out, and you could be passing out from it or feeling very faint and lightheaded.
Well, and I didn't realize that it can affect your blood sugar. So if you're on blood pressure medication and you're diabetic, you have to be even more aware of what's going on because it can affect that.
Absolutely. So we've got to be in top communication with our doctors, and I'm going to tell you how to do that before the end of the day. Another time is the time of when we have to take medication. Sometimes maybe that's not good according to your schedule. You need to talk to your doctor about when is the best time I can take this. Speaking of blood pressure medication, sometimes it's better to take it at night when you go to bed and let it get into your system and not take it first thing in the morning because first thing in the morning it causes you lightheadedness. So you really have to ask your doctor, why am I taking this? How long do I have to take this? And so on. You really have to have that communication open with the doctor. The other thing is the cost of medications. We hear too many times where people will not eat because they need to pay for medications.
Or they won't buy their medication because they can't afford
it,
or they're afraid they can't afford it.
That's so scary.
That's very frightening.
And the thing is that you should always ask your doctor, is there something else I could be taking for it? Is there something over the counter that would be sufficient for my situations?
And one of the things that we're going to get into a little bit in a minute, a little bit more, is that you also can call your pharmacist. Mm-hmm. Pharmacists are a wealth of information, and we're more than willing to help you. I know the pharmacy that we use up in Chapin, they have helped my husband find a medication that he needed to take that was going to cost us about $300 a pop. And, you know, while I might be able to do it, that's an awful lot of money to have to pay for a medication. Yeah. But they worked with his physician, and they found him something that was almost as good. Now, I'm going to tell you, it wasn't as great, but it was almost as good, and it works for him. And it's not costing us $300 every time he has to get it filled.
Wow.
It used to be called brown bag luncheons. Used to be when I know, you know, when I started in this business 24 years ago, and there would be health fairs.
Right.
They would call brown bag luncheons. And what you would do is you would put all your drug bottles in a brown bag.
Right.
Put your name on the bag. And then you would sit down with a pharmacist, and they would look at everything and be able to advise what you could discontinue and what you should be continuing. Of course, that's in conversation with your doctor also, but we really need to do that, because one of the points about polypharmacy that we're going to talk about in the second half is too many times people are going into the hospital and they're coming out with a new med or several new meds.
Yeah.
And then they continue taking it, they continue refilling it, and it really might not be something that they should continue taking, that they should be talking with their doctor about. So we have to be the strongest advocate for our parents and ourselves when it comes to these medications.
You know, we think that because everything is online, that doctors are checking medical records to see that what your cardiologist is recommending versus what your urologist is recommending versus what your primary care physician is putting you on. And they don't always do that. So you do end up with a plethora of confusing and mixed up medications. And I mean, I can remember there used to be, and Kevin, I don't know if you were in town at the time, but there used to be a pharmacist online here in Columbia who people would call up, and he would talk about medications and what you shouldn't be taking.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really, you need to be aware that the doctor's not always aware of what's going on. You know, we put doctors up on pedestals, and particularly seniors, they put doctors up on pedestals. And sometimes we forget that they're human and they don't always see things too.
Yeah. There's often the case, and this is not even a knock. I'm not trying to knock the physicians out there. But, I mean, we've been led to believe, oh, now that everything's done this way and everything's online this way, we've been led to believe that the level of communication is so good now from doctor to doctor. But I got news for you. Even within one doctor's office, you sometimes don't even know when the right hand is you know, scratching the left hand and this and that. I mean, it's crazy how many cooks there are in the kitchen. And you don't realize, well, this doctor prescribed this and this doctor prescribed that. Why aren't they working together? And it's really hard, and it's very frustrating, because I could promise you that this stuff is happening. And unless you take the time as the son or daughter to get everybody on the same page, it just doesn't happen.
It sure doesn't. And, you know, one thing that I encourage people to do, particularly if you're not in a facility like Oakleaf Village, where when someone goes to the doctors, we send them out with their medication list, keep a little notebook with what you're taking, how often you're taking, when you're taking it. And I would write down any side effects you might be seeing, because you need to be able to have that conversation with your doctor, and you want to make sure he or she is aware of what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, all of that you can't have too much information.
Amen.
But the biggest thing that I've noticed with my mom is it's an ongoing process that things change. And so you've got to, like, my brother took and got all of her meds, and then we actually went and had that laminated and put in her purse.
That was smart.
Yeah, and so we keep doing that every couple months. We get a new list, and we get it laminated, and that really helps mom.
With Kev. Back to the Bark Fireside Studio.
It's Mornings with Kev and Brian.
Good morning. Welcome back in. 10 minutes now before 9 o'clock. Got the Home Advocates coming up with Jeremy and Courtney at about 9:05. They'll be in just a little while. Right now, though, talking with Marcia and Karen from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington, good friends of ours and our partners for the Positive Points on Aging. And every Tuesday from about 8:30 to 9 o'clock, we talk about different things that impact our seniors. Some good, some bad, some ugly, but some, well, everything is necessary that we talk about. And when I say good, bad, and ugly, you know, when I there are some things out there that are difficult topics for seniors. And when I hear you talking at the beginning of today's show about how many things can go off the rails when it comes to meds, you started talking about things from some really common sense basic things that most of us wouldn't even consider. But I mean, I'll tell you what, my own mom, meds are number one reason, one, that she first we thought we had to put her into a facility for long-term care. And then once we realized we got the meds straight was the reason why we were able to get her back her independence.
That's
so
true.
It literally changed her life to this day, and she's still living independently. She's not living in any care facility whatsoever, and she's doing so because we got her meds managed. If you can just do that, that's a big part of the battle.
It is a huge part of the battle, and I think Marcia will agree that one of the things that we hear the most is first thing in the phone conversation is, well, Mom really has been messing up her medications, or Dad can't get his meds straight, and we need him to be somewhere where we can make sure he's getting their medication.
I wanted to emphasize something we were talking about, you know, doctors, communicating with doctors. Last week we talked about make your pharmacist your best friend because they have the time. I talked to a doctor recently, and he said due to Medicare issues and all the stuff they have to do with running a practice, he said we have an average of 8 minutes per patient. That's why when you walk into a waiting room and you see 40 people waiting, and it's because they're on a timely basis. And so you've got to have this information available to them and not assume that he's going to pull up his computer at the point that he is. My doctor does. I love my doctor. He does that all the time. But I'm just saying is not all of them will do that. So you really have to make sure that you have a list, like we talk about, a laminated list.
Right.
Another thing I encourage people to do, if you have maybe 5 to 7 meds, is take a picture of them on your cell phone. And that way you've got record of it so that you can always tell your family if there's an emergency, you need to know what my meds are. There they are on my cell phone. So just wanted to throw that at you. All right, we're going to jump on the topic of polypharmacy. Basically, in a nutshell, polypharmacy, you're not going to hear about it except from a doctor or a pharmacist. It's not something that a phrase that's thrown around. However, all it means is it's taking multiple medications at once. Last week, Karen talked about this lady that had a Tupperware box full of meds. It was probably really pretty to you could have made a good decoration out of them. But let me give you some numbers. And, you know, I love statistics. When you are age 65 to 69, there's about 25% of you that will be taking at least 5 prescriptions. When you turn 70, 46% are going to be taking 5+ medications.
Wow.
So when you're looking at all those meds and what's going on, what do you think is going to happen if you start taking too many of them?
Right.
And that's when we get these lists sometimes of people coming in. And no lie, I think the longest list I've seen is 33 medications.
Good gracious.
For a resident. And we had to sit down with the doctor and the nurse and pare it down and say, what can we get rid of? Because that's a lot of medications.
Absurd. That's insulting as far as I'm concerned.
It absolutely is. And the lady with the Tupperware was paying about $6,000 a month, she said, on meds. And that's ridiculous.
It's absurd. And it's not fair to a patient. And that's a black eye on the entire community when it comes to the medical profession of doctors not communicating with one another or letting egos. I don't care how busy you are. You have a responsibility, and you can't do that to a patient, 30-some-odd meds. That's absurd.
Well, and then some people just like taking medications.
Yeah.
I mean, Marcia's talked about her mother. Some people like to call around and get different doctors to give them the same prescriptions.
Goodness gracious.
And so then you end up with a problem there. And it's easy to check these days. It's not as difficult as it used to be because things are online.
And if more family members would be proactive in checking this on a monthly basis, you know, it's sad when we have to send somebody out to a behavioral health because really their medications need to be adjusted some of them need to be eliminated because they can actually work against each other. Medications Correct. Can fight each other. They can cancel out the effect of what one is supposed to be doing. And so that's why we have to be so careful. I want to talk about two things that we can get you copies of if you'll call us at Oakleaf. There is a list, and it should be easy for most of us to remember. It's called the Beers List, B-E-E-R-S. And that is a list that will tell you what inappropriate medications are for our seniors. The other thing is that there is something by the American Geriatric Society called the 10 Medications Older Adults Should Avoid or Use with Caution. And if you'll call us at Oakleaf, we'll get you a copy of that so that you can read it and you can follow it, hopefully, so that you can help your loved one or yourself.
But one thing I want to stress when you look at these lists, don't panic mm-hmm. if you discover somebody you know has taken some of the medications on the Beers list. Talk to the physician as to why. Sometimes those are the medications they absolutely have to be on. We put 15-year-olds on ADHD medication, but you'd be surprised how many people come in and say, oh, I don't want mother drugged. Well, sometimes that's what's going to make the difference of mother being miserable, crying all day, or acting out violently, or being happy and content.
Right.
So please always remember there's a reason that your physician thinks that the medication is worth being on versus the risk. And I think that's important that you should all, again, it comes down to talking to your doctor. Really?
Yeah, and that's the other thing. And again, I just want to say, look, I'm all about showing respect to our physicians, but also don't be afraid to remind yourself who's in charge. It's still you. You're still in charge of your care or your mother or your father's care. You have every right in the reason, every right in the world to ask questions if you have questions.
Correct.
That's right. That's why we were saying is you really have to have an open communication with your doctor and your pharmacist. Like I said, make your pharmacist your best friend because he'll spend more time with you anyway.
Yeah.
But because you're going to see him on a monthly basis. You're not going to see your doctor
That's true.
On a monthly basis. But really, be open about it and tell them if things aren't working or if they make you feel odd and things like that. Because we all have different interactions with drugs. And we want to feel better. That's why we're taking the doggone things, you know?
But also remember that we change, and as we age, a medication that might have made you feel bad before might work better or vice versa. So that's also something you need to be aware of. And we haven't really talked about, but supplements are important. Don't forget to add those to your medication list because supplements can affect how medications react as well.
Well said. All really important things for people to remember and pay attention to when it comes to this stuff. And it's, again, the big thing I would say is just a kid who has been dealing with this with my own mom is just make sure you're keeping it up to date. It changes a lot. Every time your mom or your dad goes to the doctor, I guarantee you that something's going to change. Maybe a new med is prescribed or something, but make sure you're keeping an up-to-date list because the last thing you want to do when someone in an emergency situation says, well, what meds is she on? Mm-hmm. If you have an outdated list, that could do far more harm than good.
That's correct.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We wanted to end the program with a positive point, so go for it, Karen.
Well, I don't know if this is a positive point, but my hairdresser yells at me about my wrinkles all the time. Wear those wrinkles with pride. Every smile line that you have, every frown line, it's part of your life and what your history has been. So wear it with pride.
Amen,
and if
sister.
You want to reach us at Oakleaf Village to get that information, it's 803-808-3477.
Great job, team. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
See you at 4:00.
WQXL Columbia, W264DF.
From the BART Fireside Studio, the solution for keeping you warm this winter.
This is 107. The